Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. New Hope is a church that puts people first. Our Sunday worship is on site and online at 9:30 a.m., and you can listen to our sermons and podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. This week, Pastor Caressa starts a new sermon series called Christ Encounters of the Risen Kind, with a sermon titled Jesus Appearing to His Disciples. The scripture comes from John 20, 19 through 23, and is read by Pastor Jordan. Our scripture today comes from John 20, 19 through 23, the story of Jesus appearing to the disciples. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, friends, we are in the Easter season. Easter doesn't just stop on April 7th when we're done with our worship services, but Easter is a season of weeks as we explore the different times that Jesus appears to the disciples and to other followers. And so today we're starting a new sermon series called Christ Encounters of the Risen Kind. Oh, some of you got it. Oh, I love it. My children looked at me like, "What? I don't get the reference." I'm like, "It's okay. It's okay." But so really that started on Easter Sunday when Mary Magdalene saw Jesus in the garden and at first thought he was a stranger. And then she realized with him calling her name Mary that it was Jesus indeed, that Jesus had risen. And then last week we heard about the two followers of Jesus that were on the road to Emmaus and how Jesus came and walked up along with them and was like, "So what you talking about, fellas?" And then it wasn't until they were sitting at table in the breaking of the bread that their eyes were open to see Jesus, the risen Jesus, in their midst. And today we have heard another encounter of the risen kind with Christ and the disciples behind the locked doors. So Pastor Jordan and I will be doing a series from now till May 19th that will take a look at all these different times that the risen Christ comes to reveal himself to his followers. So I encourage you to read the scriptures and to follow along. And I even got a wonderful suggestion that in our announcements, we'll start posting what the scripture is going to be. So if you get here a little early, you can sit and read that scripture, and we'll go ahead and put it on the midweek memo. Some of you like to read ahead and try to challenge the preacher. So, you know, just kidding. So we look forward to a good sermon series. Well, let me first begin by telling you a story. One day, a teacher called home to one of her middle school students because, well, it wasn't such great news, but she needed to call home. You know, when a teacher calls home, it's usually not good news for the student. But she called, and a voice on the other end of the phone answered and whispered, and the teacher said, "Who is this?" And the whisperer said, "Sam." And the teacher said, "Okay, how old are you, Sam?" "I'm 4. "Okay, Sam, can I please talk to your mom?" "She's busy." "Oh, she's busy. Okay, well, can I talk to your dad?" "He's busy too." "Okay, so he's busy too. Sam, are there any other adults at the house that I might be able to talk to?" "Yeah, the police." And the teacher was like, "Oh, okay. Well, can I speak to one of the police officers?" "They're busy." Okay, Sam, who else is there?" "The firemen." "Oh, okay. Well, can I speak to one of the firemen?" "No, they're all busy." "Well, Sam, what are they all busy doing?" "They're all looking for me." True story. Parents' worst nightmare right there. Yes. Well, you remember the children's game hide and seek, right? Hide and seek. My kids still like to play it, even though they don't want to admit it. They're 12 and 13. They'd never admit that. But everyone hides, and your goal is to be the last one found. And so in the game, I'm sure you remember it, you quickly scan for the best hiding place, somewhere where nobody can find you, and you make sure nobody follows you because you don't want them sneezing or moving or giving away where you're at, right? And you contort your body to fit into the smallest places. Now, if you're like me, I can't do that anymore. But when I was younger, like these kids in these pictures, I would contort myself to get in the cabinet. Oh, I tell you what, the church is the best place for hide and seek. There are so many random closets and cabinets and all sorts of things. You even have a basement here, so I can only imagine how much fun the youth have. And you sit there as long as it takes and you don't dare move. And you do it, and you refuse to admit that you have to go to the bathroom. You clench your stomach when it starts to growl, and you hold your breath when a shadow passes by. You do everything in your power to stay hidden. And the more I thought about this, the more I realized that the same is true in life. Often we hide behind a mask, a facade that everything's fine. Instead of seeking help, we hide the reality of the pain that we're going through or our loss of mobility or memory. Sometimes we hide behind addiction instead of facing our deep-seated issues. We hide the loneliness we feel from a loved one who's no longer here. Sometimes we hide behind the glory days of the past instead of moving forward. We hide our faults and our failures instead of admitting our wrongs and seeking forgiveness. We hide behind judgment and criticism of others, pointing that finger instead of looking inward and wrestling with our own insecurities. Honestly, we can get quite comfortable in our hiding places, hiding in those places of distrust, suspicion, keeping our distance, because it's easier than being vulnerable. And if we're honest, we have grown very comfortable living in fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of the other, fear of exposing our insecurities, even the fear of what if? Well, what if? It's remarkable how good we can be at hiding. And there are endless places to hide, endless things to hide behind. And hiding can be a hard habit to break because we have this false sense of safety and security if I'm behind something or someone. It's easier to hide behind the walls we build or even hide within groups of same-minded people than to step out and seek something or someone different. So huddled behind locked doors, we hide. And occasionally we will peek out to make sure the seeker does not find us. Well, on that Easter evening, the disciples were huddled together behind locked doors. And I think about this, I'm thinking, okay, Mary has come to you and said, I've seen the Lord. But they didn't believe her. You have two other followers of Jesus on the road to Emmaus who run 7 miles back to Jerusalem and say, we've seen the Lord, he is risen. And still yet, they are hiding behind locked doors. Part of me wants to chastise them, right? Wave that finger that we're really good at waving and say, how dare you? Why aren't you out celebrating, getting the word out that Christ is risen? But then I also understand them, but they had a lot to be afraid of. They were guilty by association, so they could have been thrown in jail or, worst case, crucified like Jesus. They could have been accused of stealing the body. They could have been run out of town. They dared not go outside. It was safer to hide behind those locked doors. But it was there in the midst of their fear, in the midst of their hiding, that Jesus appears and says, ready or not, here I come. Ah, found you. And the disciples' jaws dropped and their eyes grew wide as saucers as they looked and saw what seemed to be their Jesus. And then Jesus says to them, "Peace, my peace I give to you." Jesus shows them the nail marks in his hands and the scar on his side. And they were overwhelmed with joy, realizing that this indeed is the risen Jesus in front of us. He's alive. He's not dead. Our hope is restored. And again, Jesus says, "Peace be with you." You see, Jesus knew the anguish they felt, the fear they were hiding behind. Jesus says, "Peace be with you. My peace I give to you. Do not be afraid. Do not be troubled." It was there in their hiding place, amid their fear and worry, Jesus seeks them. Jesus meets them where they are to give them the gift of his peace, a peace to calm their anxiety and the turmoil they were feeling inside, a peace that overcomes their fear, their hesitation, a peace to heal their hurting hearts, a peace that reassures you that you are not alone, and a peace that encourages you to step out of hiding. But in that moment, the disciples would need further convincing. So in that moment, Jesus not only gives them his peace, he gives them the gifts of power and purpose. In that sacred moment, Jesus commissions them with a purpose. He says, "As my Father has sent me, so I am sending you." You can't stay here behind locked doors. You've got to go. You need to go and do what I did and say what I said to a hurting and hiding world. I need you to be my voice. I need you to be my hands and feet in this world. Because, friends, you were not made to hide. You were made to seek. And in that moment, Jesus gave the disciples the power of the Holy Spirit, the power to step out of hiding, the power to have the courage, the power to be the hands and feet, and the power to forgive. In that moment, Jesus gives them purpose and power. And friends, we have that same power and purpose. That same power and purpose has given to you and to me and to us as a community of faith. The purpose of going out to be Christ, love and grace. The power to forgive. The power to share the good news, to share your experience of the community of the ministry of New Hope, and to share that with others who you know out there are hiding, who are afraid, who are experiencing grief and sadness, and to say to them, "Come, come, come to New Hope. Come and be with me here, because here we experience Christ's power and presence and peace." You see, Jesus calls us to courageously step out of our hiding places and approach one another with radical hospitality, with love and understanding and forgiveness and peace. And friends, it was there. It was there in their hiding place, in the depths of their fear, the fear of being arrested, the fear of failing, the fear of not being enough, the fear of what was on the other side of the door. That's when and where Jesus appeared to them, giving them his peace, reminding them of his purpose, of their purpose, and empowering them to step out of hiding. So today, I wonder, as you listen to this message, as you relive this scripture, I wonder how you relate to these disciples who are hiding behind locked doors. I wonder what you're hiding behind. I wonder who you are hiding from. I wonder why you are hiding. I wonder where in your life you need to seek instead of hide. Friends, the good news is that Jesus does not leave us hiding behind those locked doors. The disciples don't even get to hide, maybe for a couple of weeks, but then Jesus really propels them out and doesn't let them stay there in their fear and in their hiding and in their insecurities. Jesus lets them, encourages them, propels them to go out. So for us, the good news is that Jesus Christ, that in and through Jesus Christ, the fear that paralyzes you, the insecurities that ensnare you, the grief that entombs you, friends, it no longer should have power over your life. For the risen Christ seeks you where you are right now in whatever and however you feel like you were hiding, to give you the courage and the peace to encounter what is on the other side of your locked door. The risen Christ seeks you to reignite your purpose and to breathe new life into you. The risen Christ seeks to give you the power of the Holy Spirit to love, to risk, to forgive, to come out of hiding, to be who God calls you to be. You may be wondering, well, where will the disciples be a week from now? Did they immediately run out of that house or wherever they were staying, burst open those doors and run out? Well, little spoiler alert, no. A week later, they're still huddled together behind those locked doors. And we'll hear more about that next week. But while they still are huddled together behind locked doors, I wonder where you will be. I wonder where you will be a week from now. Will you take this message? Will you apply it? Will you still be hiding a week from now? Or will you be seeking? Let us pray. God of grace and God of love, you continue to speak to us through your living word found in Scripture. And no matter how many times we may have heard this story of the disciples locked behind doors for fear, you speak to us in different ways each time that we listen, each time that we engage your word. And so I pray today that you are speaking into the lives of those who are listening, that you are helping them see that they no longer have to hide behind the locked doors of whatever may be entombing them, that through you and in you, we have the courage to step out, the courage to face our fears, the courage to see what it is that you need us to see and do what you need us to do, oh God. And so we pray that our insecurities and our fears and our past, our current wrestlings will not paralyze us any longer, but that through the word and the presence of your risen Christ, through the peace and the purpose and the power that we are given through Jesus and the Holy Spirit, allows us to fully be in your presence, to receive that grace, and to be empowered to step out and seek where it is you are calling us and leading us, oh God. So be with us and continue to speak your words to us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voices of Hope. If you have enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review it and share it with your friends. If you want to know more about New Hope, you can subscribe to our weekly email newsletter, The Midweek Memo, by going to our website and signing up. Friends, may you love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and may you go and love your neighbor as yourself. Go in peace.